Well, welcome, folks, once again to the Win and Don Show. Thank you for being here. We do apologize. We did get this off to a little bit of a late start. But you do have the man of the hour, Win Free, here with us. It's good to be with you once again, Win. Thank you.
Hello, Don. Nice to hear you.
How are you doing, Win?
I'm busy reading a Jay-Z Knight book.
Uh-oh. The bulb just blew. As soon as you said that, I promise you, the bulb in this office just blew.
Just blew right up.
Right over the phone.
I believe.
Wow, that was interesting.
Are we changing
Freaked
the name?
Me out
of
a little bit. You know,
are we changing the name of the show?
Well, how did you know?
You have to consult me.
I thought that was pretty clear last week. I was going to bow out of the Don and Win Show. That was my last show last week. So I figured we'd start fresh this week with the Win and Don Show.
I see. So this is our new show. This is the brand new Win and Don Show.
Correct.
Okay.
And I thought, you know, with a name change, you never know. Some people often need a geography change. You know, they go somewhere else, work somewhere else, and they're as good as new.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Look at the prince. He changed his name. They now call him George Bush. Aren't you glad to be back with us, Win?
Am I glad to be back?
Yeah, on the Win and Don Show. Well, actually, you'd be a first time on this show, wouldn't you?
This is my first.
Welcome.
This is my first time on the show.
Welcome. It's good to have you with us. Aren't you the host?
Mm-hmm. Pardon me?
You're one of the hosts of this program, aren't you?
I am what I am.
Folks, thank you once again for tuning in. You know, we had a good long chat, and you know, we have so many interesting things happen with BBS Radio, and Win has so many wonderful things happening on his end, and so we decided to get together a little bit more often and talk through some of our programming. And tonight we have a very special topic for you, isn't that right, Win?
I don't know. Don is taking the lead here, and I just agreed to support him. So what should we talk about?
So you're going to do this to me again this week, are you?
No. I'm just saying what we said. I can't remember. Were we going to talk about channeling? I don't know. I thought you said... actually, the truth of the matter is, I really actually was reading a Jay-Z Knight book today, and it's a very interesting book. Not too many people have read it. When I say Jay-Z Knight, it's actually a Rompsa book, and it is called UFOs and the Nature of Reality, Understanding Alien Consciousness and Interdimensional Mind. You never heard of that one, did you, Don?
No, but you know, I've always liked Well, there was a website that had some book called Wave on it. Do you know what
Wave?
I'm talking about? Wave? The Wave or Wave or...
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. Well, she wrote some dissertations on the internet, I believe, and put them into a book form. Mm-hmm. And I read through many of them as they were being posted, and I probably read through all the volumes. I think there were like 4 volumes you could actually get, if I'm correct. And it was interesting. I mean, I thought it thoroughly engrossed me. Thoroughly.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. It's called The Wave?
Isn't it Wave or The Wave?
I'll look it up.
And it was like 4 volumes. But if anybody knows out there in the audience, give us a call. I mean, the toll-free numbers are on the website, or just bbsradio.com for those of you who don't know. If you dial, you can get through toll-free, 877-876-5227, and the other numbers are there. And let us know, but I think it was called The Wave. The Wave.
Okay, there's a book called The Wave, by somebody by the name of Jude.
Jude.
Okay?
Jude, no.
Jude Caravan.
No. Okay? No, this was, maybe it wasn't called The Wave. It was red. It had a red cover. They sold four volumes, I think, out of Europe. I remember when I tried to buy it, but you couldn't get them here, and you had to... Yeah, it was weird. I don't know. It could be I'm crossing something up here. But that's how I remember Jay-Z Knight, through some volumes of some... I never could get my hands on the books, funny enough. But I did read the dissertations on the website. And I believe it's her who wrote them. Wasn't it about a big wave of extraterrestrial energy of some form? And Jay-Z, forgive me if I'm getting this wrong, but some form of extraterrestrial energy that was coming in on waves, and it was going to penetrate our solar system, and it could mean interesting things?
Mm-hmm.
Am I incorrect?
By the way, we should tell you that Jay-Z Knight is going to be on in 2 hours, being interviewed
live, yeah.
Isn't that true?
Yeah, 2 hours live with James Gilliland, of Aseti.org. If you ever want to see an interesting website, ECETI.org. Yeah, he'll be on. That'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm. I'm just looking here. I've got an interesting website on Jay-Z Knight. A naysayer on Jay-Z Knight, okay?
Right.
Yeah. What are they saying? Who is lying? Ramtha or Jesus? This is from the Calvary Baptist Church.
Well, you can throw that away right now.
They don't give the city. Should we believe a 20th century psychic or the eternal word of God?
How would anybody know the eternal word of God unless they were psychic?
What does the Bible say about those who seek familiar spirits? Hear the message, Duped by the Devil this Sunday. That's the Calvary Baptist Church. Of course, it's not this Sunday, so don't...
You mean she's got a whole church that doesn't like her? She's doing something right.
Well, I would say...
You gotta give her some congrats here. Wow.
Let me see.
All right. Right on.
Here we go. Here, one day I was researching for more ammunition to use. Now, Jay-Z, if you're listening, I'm a fan of yours. This is just...
I am, too. And if you know what I'm talking about, if I can link you in this information, please call in. I could be totally off here, but...
One day I was researching for more ammunition to use in the local battle against Channeler Jay-Z Knight, vis-a-vis Ramtha. And as Ramtha, he had one of the devotees ask a question. It went something like this. Quote, "And I have this car and I need to sell, but if I told the truth about the condition it is in, I could never sell it. Should I tell the truth or should I lie a bit?" The answer she got went something like this. "What is lying but creative thinking?" Now, I don't know if that's actually what was said. I'm just reading this, okay? It was then I decided to write up...
Makes sense, though. I mean, it is creative. Oh.
A fictitious story based on what I had learned about the movement and teachings that were going around. Okay. I had to put it in the local newspaper, and they would only accept it as an advertisement. As you see, it's so designated in a copy of the original at right of the column. I didn't want to put my own name, as so many know of me, and they would have ignored the whole thing, just as another attempt by Pastor Blankety Blank to discredit Jay-Z. So I came up with a play on words from John the Baptist. I called it The Wilderness Crier, and I received 35 to 40 letters only, mostly from Ramsters, followers of Jay-Z, most all of them expressing a need for help in dealing with the problems caused by this movement. And then there were a few critical letters. And let's see.
Well, let me put it to you this way. She did write channeled material, if I remember some of her material, and I thought it was excellent. That I do know. I mean, she caught my attention. Her name links to some stuff I read. I got it. At least I know that much. And I really thoroughly was engrossed with it. I read it all, And funny, I can't link the two. I just, that is so bizarre. But I think she has some very, very powerful channelings. This is stuff that, I mean, amazing. It really is amazing stuff.
A 35,000-year-old spook channeled by Jay-Z Knight.
Yeah. It's got some meat on it, don't it? It's got some hooks. Just jump right in and grab you.
They observe that while Jay-Z Knight is channeling Ramtha, the readings of her brainwave activity shift to delta, which is typical of the deep sleep state.
Right.
So she shifts her brainwaves.
No doubt.
Now, Ramtha, you know about the story of Ramtha?
Do I?
You know the background of Ramtha?
You know, again, this was about 2.5-3 years ago I was reading this.
Mm-hmm.
It's been so long ago, I never read any information on her, or I'm getting a few of them mixed up, but yeah, I believe I am familiar with it if you'd read through it a bit.
Ramtha emphasizes that his knowledge is the fruit of his own personal experience and wisdom, capable of scientific verification. He lived once as a human being 35,000 years ago in the long-gone continent of Lemuria. He explains that in that lifetime, he addressed the great questions about human existence and the meaning of life.
Ah, we have a caller.
Through his own observation and contemplation, he discovered in his life a way to transcend the constraints of time and space and the limitations of the physical body.
I can't understand him. It's all mumbling. We can't get the station, and it's two people coming in at the same time.
Hello?
So it's hard. I wanted to hear Jay-Z.
And you just can't hear Jay-Z? You got a couple other people on the line, don't you? Instead of Jay-Z?
Somebody else
is on the program?
Someone else is talking at the same time.
We should get them off the air, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, how do you do that?
I don't know. When? How would we get them off the air?
Well, she mean the two of us are talking at the same time?
Yeah, I guess that, ma'am, is that correct?
What? What is it?
You're talking to the speaker here.
Well, you called in. We just thought we'd...
And you just can't hear Jay-Z. You got a couple other people on the line.
Wow. I'm hearing myself. I've often enjoyed that.
This is weird. My mom is talking to you, and then a couple minutes later, it's coming on the radio on my computer speakers with her talking what she said a minute ago.
No. You see?
It is really
that,
weird.
That is strange, ma'am. I got to tell you, weird things happen.
I know. Well, I wondered if it was that cavalry church trying to mess up the airwaves, because they do that, you know. The churches will get in and screw it up.
You know, ma'am, thank you. You're correct, probably, somewhere.
I'm a person.
You're on the air. You're on the air, ma'am.
Oh, well, that's okay. I won't say any cuss words.
Oh, no, I just wanted you to say that whatever you say is public.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. I won't say anything I don't believe in.
Oh, good.
We came on to hear Ramtha. I just found your radio station and all your shows. That's great. I love George Nuri, but you guys are really good new competition out there.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
And my mother was on there talking, trying to speak with you, and then I guess she went on the air. So I don't know how I'm on the air. I'm just sitting at home in Albuquerque on my home computer.
Well, you are on the air. We hear you and ourselves and everybody else, and we're loving it.
Okay, this is great.
Well, ma'am, thank you for tuning in to BBS Radio. And remember, you know, at the same time, same place, give us a call and tune into the Win and Don Show.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. right. Well, you guys, good luck, and maybe I can get this to clear up, and we can hear your show without two conversations.
Yeah, if we can get those bums off the air, we can get Rumpf on there.
Well, they should. Everybody should allow everybody the freedom of speech. That's what the United States used to be and still should be.
Amen.
All righty.
All right.
Talk with you later.
Thank you.
All right. I'll call you back.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're back.
We got to get
some bums off the air.
This is the radio show where anyone who calls in can get on. So if you guys have been trying to get in on Coast to Coast and you only get busy signals, call the Don and Ken show. Because we will answer the phone. In fact, we're sitting around waiting for you to call. So
I'll divert all phones to the radio line. No worries, folks.
I know there's some of you out there that want your 10 seconds of fame, and we're going to give it to you.
Call in. Everybody, call in. We love to hear from you. We really do. 877-876-5227. Of course, that's U.S., toll-free.
And obviously, you don't have to worry about looking good, because look at Don and I.
We can't look good. We can't even help you look good.
Right.
We can't even refer you to help that may look help you look good.
Well, we will help you look good. Because I'm sorry, Doc. That's funny. So, listen, I opened up.
Oh, we do have a caller. All right, we're going to put them on the air. They might not know they're going on the air, but they are ringing in. I just hit a button, and bam, here they come. So, hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Michael, Melbourne Village.
Hey, Michael. Pleasure to have you on the show.
Okay, thank you.
Haven't we had you on the show once before?
Oh, you've had me on the show many times before.
Excellent, excellent. Well, many times more, I hope, my friend. What can we do for you today?
I need to send you guys some stuff so maybe I can get my own show.
You want your own show? Yeah, just email the management.
On the other hand, I have to figure out how to phrase it right. I'm into way too many things. I'm going to have to present a simple perspective.
Well, that's great. Listen, we're on the air, and you can email. You can email.
I know.
Them.
I just got it through email, and I got. Somebody's number to send an email to him about it. I just have to figure out how to compose it.
Now, wait a second. Don?
Yes?
Does Michael want his own show?
I believe he does.
Okay, Michael, listen. Yeah. We're going to do an audition right now.
Okay.
Don and I are going to be quiet, and we're going to turn it over to you for 2 minutes. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead, Michael. Go.
Okay, hey, this is Michael Howell. My website is Human Energy Activation. You're listening to PBSRadio.com. Number is 877-876-5227. Now, basically, we're going through a really big problem right now in the world. Everybody is overworked and overstressed. There are many people who know they need to move to spirituality. Many people are working 80 hours a week and struggling to pay their bills, and their mortgages are being foreclosed. And they can't find any. Now, and if they study all the conspiracies, they'll find out that there are big and massive forces that are opposing them. But on the other hand, there is one thing to understand. Conscious intelligence created reality. Reality did not create intelligence. That being the case, you have that divine space within you that you can go to. You can create your own reality. It's a very hard thing to do because communal reality is stronger than individual reality. So we have to form communities that work together and make it where everybody can survive. The idea of Buddhism is that we understand we've all gone through this 100 times before, 1,000 or 1,000,000 times before. We'll go through it again. And that accomplishing something in this one lifetime, own life is like having a meal for a day. Accomplishing something in many lifetimes is like having a meal forever. And so, if you hurt a lot of people because you're afraid or you're angry or you're envious or you have pride, then eventually you will be in their role. And even Mother Earth herself, who is your mother, she, whom you're dependent on, is being tortured and destroyed. But with consciousness, and everyone's consciousness is linked with divine reality, we can change that and we can create a world where everyone's needs are met and beauty always grows. Now, I'd like to hear questions because this abstract stuff is just abstract stuff. It's a question of personal application to each of your lives. I can do healing, and I can reach out to people to do healing. But on the other hand, everybody has to heal themselves in the long run, because it is their own long histories that they can't remember that caused the problems. And we can always recreate any problem we want to, whenever we choose to, and so we have to get through it. Okay, well, so do you have any questions? This is just
Michael.
Wanderings. I could do them forever, and they're all true.
Michael, amazing.
Michael.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got your own state of enlightenment.
Okay, well,
don't take too long, because
totally
we have other people we're going to be auditioning tonight. Those of you out there that want to be...
I was brought up in a totally scientific family. I was doing kundalini practices ever since I was a kid. Because they thought they felt me. Hey, I bend my tongue, it starts to vibrate. That's pretty neat, man. And then animals taught me things, because my family wasn't very caring or emotional, and I was autistic and had Asperger's syndrome. But on the other hand, I could share love and emotions with animals. And so I would just touch them, and as long as I was around, they would stay alive. And then I would... When they got to be old, and sometimes they had to go someplace, or they were removed from me, they would die, and I wouldn't see them. I had no idea that was energy healing. I was like 18. I got tired of all these stupid monkeys chattering in my mind, and I said, well, I know what I can do. I can just say, well, I can't do a song the way it is written. It always changes. It goes off into the harmony. So I'm going to confuse all of these voices by just concentrating on the song, by trying to do it the way it was written. And, gee, I couldn't do it. And all those voices in my mind just shut up. I said, wow, that's pretty weird. Well, then about a year later, I was attending Sunday school, talking about something. It was a liberal Methodist Sunday school. Talking about some liberal Methodist thing, and liberal Methodists really don't believe in much of anything. I was in back rooms of the Methodist church all the time talking to the ministers, because my parents were like that. And I found out that they did the hell and brimstone sermons right up front, and they didn't believe in them, and they were just trying to appeal to the run-of-mill of Christianity. Anyway, in the middle of this, I started to feel really weird, and I stood up, and I got this big white flash. For the next month or so, I was a psychiatry major and a sociology major in college, and I was existing 150 feet above my body as well as in my body. And I just said, you know, if I tell anybody about this stuff, nobody's going to believe me. They're just going to lock me up in a padded cell, and so I won't mention it to anybody. So I read some of Robert Monroe's stuff, and I said, well, yeah, he's talking about out-of-body experiences, but all I was doing was sitting there and observing what was 150 feet above me. I wasn't going out and seeing any other plane or anything like that. And then I got into law, and then I got into all sorts of research into the stuff that nobody wanted to know. Anybody should know, and I found out how it all worked. It was lay behind the Berlin Wall. I probably helped to cause the fall of the Berlin Wall. But anyway, that's too long a story. And I got made aware of these people got injured by the nuclear radiations in the experiments in the early 1950s got compensated.
And, okay, let now. The audition is closed. You, my friend, you have done fabulously. Fabulously.
Thank you.
Will you email us?
I'll do an email to you.
All your contact information so that we can get in touch with you.
Well, by the way, it's all on a website.
Excellent. Excellent. Excellent.
Well, tell our listeners what your website is so they can go check you out.
HumanEnergyActivation.com.
Say it again.
HumanEnergyActivation.com.
HumanEnergyActivation.com, and that's Michael in Albuquerque.
Now,
and Michael,
in Melbourne Village, Florida.
Oh, you're in Florida.
Right.
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me about the Albuquerque.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Michael. And thank you for calling.
Is anybody available on the air?
You know what, Michael?
Well, you are on the air, Michael.
Oh, I am on the air. Okay, well, I just wanted to say
these numbers are only to get on the air.
That there's a whole lot of spiritual influences that do things like that. I experience problems like that all of the time, and it just means they really do not comprehend reality or what is out there. And anybody who says they have all the answers is caught in their egos.
Michael, we do have to let you go to let someone else call in. But understand this. I love your insight. You have a lot of great wisdom there. Keep being real, my friend. And get us your contact information. Go to the website.
Okay, I'll email it to you.
Thank you.
And my email is...
Can I get a thank you, Michael? Michael, can I get a thank you?
Oh, thank you.
You bet.
Much. I love your show.
And I love you.
Okay,
we love all of you, my friend.
Namaste.
God bless.
Aloha, lohui.
Aloha.
Okay. Have a great day.
Good night. All right.
Well, Don, you know what? Michael just solved a big problem for us.
He did.
He did. You know what it is?
You know, I would know if you told me. I promise.
Our new format for the Win and Don show is it's a reality talk show. We're going to bring people up.
That's right. We're bringing the reality back to radio.
Those people that have a potential talk show, we will give them a few minutes to strut their stuff.
The reality back to radio.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're trying to do. Bring
you
it on back to you.
Does anyone else there have a potential show they wish they did? Call us up, because this is your chance.
That's right. That's right. Take it seriously, folks. Or, hey, take it subconsciously. Either or, you landed at the right place, because this is BBS Radio, and you're tuning in to us. Why? Hey, you're astute, you're affluent, you're brilliant. In fact, most of you are geniuses. Well, all right, so that's the facts according to the Win and Don show.
Speak for yourself. Now, Don, I want you to know that Don does not speak for me.
I don't even speak French, Portuguese, or Russian. I want to learn Russian.
When he expresses his opinions, they are his own opinions. Hey, would you like to hear something from Ramtha?
Absolutely.
Keeping in mind that Ramtha is going to be on in an hour and a half.
That's right. Oh, we do have a caller. And folks, you're right. An hour and a half to Ramtha.
We'll get back to Ramtha momentarily.
All right. You're on the air with Don and Wynn.
Hey, Don.
On the Wynn
and
Don show. Ooh. All right. Talk to me. Talk to us. Talk to the world.
It's Allison calling. I don't know what the heck you guys are doing there tonight because I missed the first part of your show.
Oh, my.
You didn't miss anything.
You know, that's the good thing about actually listening to our program. You'll never miss anything, no matter when you tune in.
Sounds like you're having a lot of fun there tonight.
By the way, Allison is the president of Creomonde, which makes magic clothes that make you feel
truly
more,
remarkable. Yes,
more self-love.
Hey, they're on sale too, by the way.
Are you calling to get a free commercial, Allison?
No, I actually wasn't. I was calling because you guys were sounding
so
much fun tonight.
But I'm glad you did, because your products are, I mean, you're doing something so original. Anybody else that has ever done anything close to what you're doing now is a copycat. Fact. That's what I've noticed, because I didn't.
Well, thank you.
That's what I've seen.
Well, wait a second, Don.
You guys are fabulous.
Let Allison do her commercial. Come on, Allison. Go ahead.
All right, well, if you go to creomundi.com, www.creomundi.com, you will find some inspiring positive gifts that happen to be on holiday sale, and we'll give you the most unique gifts for Christmas and give the people you are giving them to an incredible energy boost.
I totally agree. I promise you folks, I do agree, and I'm not just trying to, because I didn't know she'd phone, but I do understand this. What I do believe in is group energy, and I believe in conscious effort towards that energy, and I believe her products actually put that into action and then into the physical. And you can actually, you know, pick it up, buy it, and try it. And it's affordable, and I think it's actually going to change you, only because it's a part of this whole structure of taking action, believing what you do, and being affirmative about it. Thank you.
Yeah, and it's all part of the same fabric. We're just giving the message in a slightly different way from other people. And it's been interesting that even the last few days, we had a couple of people at a local gym who tried it on, and one of them immediately, who didn't know anything about the background of the shirt, said, "Oh, my God, I can feel something in my heart chakra." And was just absolutely amazed at the energy that they were feeling. So that makes me feel really, really good.
Well, the love that goes into it, too.
Just knowing that people are feeling that from our stuff.
You know, I promise you, folks, go buy a T-shirt. Honestly, try this experiment. It's like, hold on, I really got to stress this. It's like holding out a fluorescent light, putting your arm under a fluorescent light, your muscles and your tissue, and then trying to push someone's arm down, and it's easier when you're outside of a fluorescent light because it zaps 40% of your strength. Try this, okay? Go pick up a T-shirt at Walmart, Kmart, wherever else cheap place you can buy that's been through cheap labor, scrutinizing at a couple bucks a day, abhorring conditions beyond inhuman.
Yeah.
And then put that on, and go about your day, and live and go to work and do whatever it is you do. And then go buy a shirt somewhere else, a T-shirt, you know, that actually is made from someone who's, you know, someone who, you know, somewhere you trust the product. It's a small producer of clothes, or someone on the internet, or someone really small, or someone creative and unique. Wear their product, and you tell me the difference, because it's what's 1,000% plus? Because you're redefining everything, doing that, just taking the action
of
doing it.
Don, we've given her enough of a commercial.
Yeah,
Allison, Allison, wait a second.
Yes.
Let me get a word in. Allison, you know what the theme of our show is today, right?
No, I don't, actually. I just caught the last part of it, and you sounded like you were having so much fun, I'd give you a call.
Thank you.
What we're doing is we're interviewing hosts. And so right now, we're going to give you your show. You have a show for the next 2 minutes. And what would you like to tell the world?
I'd like to tell the world that I think we are all born with a responsibility.
Wait a second. We are going to introduce the Allison Show right from Canada. And here is Allison. Go ahead, Allison.
Good evening, viewers. We're speaking to you from Oshawa, Canada, and we're talking about our innate sense of responsibility that we have to be the best people that we can be in this world in our lifetimes. And it's not about insulating ourselves. It's not about isolating ourselves. It's not about gated communities and us against them. It is about opening ourselves up to new possibilities, opening ourselves up to the vibration and the collective consciousness that's in the world. And hopefully people out there are going to have the same sort of light bulb moment that myself and the other people in Creo Mundi had earlier this year back in February. It was just like blinders had been lifted off our eyes, and it has been an absolutely blessed journey ever since then to see how we all interact and to see the kind of love and hope and acceptance and tolerance and gratitude and health that we all wish for each other, no matter where you live, no matter what amount of money you have, no matter what color your skin, it's something that we all share. It's like the DNA of the world where we share 99%, 99.9% of the DNA is shared. That's how close we are together, and it's just opening our minds up to possibilities. If you let the possibilities be there, then you are going to have the possibilities arrive for you. So that's what we would talk about here on our show, is the people who have had those possibilities, who allowed themselves to be open to them, and what happened to change their lives when those possibilities arrived.
I love it. I love it. In fact, you know, quick thinking right off the top of your head, that might be a suitable topic.
Yeah.
Inventors, come on over. Anybody who has a great idea and who's creative and wants to bring some accolades to his production, his creativeness, his uniqueness, his structure, his rhythm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, they're doing it in free energy. There are programs on this network that do that. Excuse me. That are doing it in free energy, that are doing it in marketing, that are doing it in spiritual awareness. I think that might be a hot topic.
And it's doing it in ways that, because there's no right way for any one person. And so you have to keep just looking at these things and be patient, and one day something is going to strike you as the aha moment that says, that's it, I get it. I get it now. I feel it now. I can vibrate. I can have the hairs on my head stand up. I get it so much. And that's what will happen with people, and we're just another piece of that puzzle. But eventually there's going to be enough people with enough ideas saying it in enough different ways that there's going to be something for everybody.
You know, I love you and thank you. And I'll tell you something more, folks. If you don't think it's real, remember, when you go to creomundi.com,
CREOMUNDI.com.
When you go to creomundi.com, folks, here's the thing. Remember what the Pentagon did. And, well, the White House and the Secret Service, when the kids developed a T-shirt and put it on the White House lawn, and what it did to the White House lawn, and having them try to clean that up because it really left burn marks in the lawn. And all it was is just cloth from kids developed all around the world saying, really, we want peace.
Wow.
And when you realize the power of that loving industry and trying to incorporate that into your own products and things, I think it's beautiful.
Well, all I want is them to go. There's a free download because we had a poster that was developed for us that when I saw the artwork, I started to cry, guys. I started to cry because I thought, that's it. That's the essence of Creo Mundi, is that spirituality that was captured in this artist's image. It's a free download on the promotions page. You can right-click, save it to your desktop, and you will have this absolutely inspiring image, which has all our core words and all the translations of it in our logo. Beautiful. Do it.
I love it. The music alive, folks.
All right. I'll let you guys go, but thank you for letting me talk. I just wanted to say hi because you sounded like you were having so much fun.
We always do on the Don. And, whoa! See, I'm having so much fun, I forgot the name of the show. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Allison, for sharing.
All right. You know, folks, and if any of you want to actually have us orate your commercial on the Win and Don show and then bang them out as commercials, we're more than happy to do it. It's only going to, what's it going to cost them if we orate their commercial for a few minutes?
Right now, you mean?
Well, if we ever decided to do that commercially,
mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I don't know. We never talked about it.
No, that's true. And folks, believe me, we probably should. Only because, wow, maybe we shouldn't. Oh, folks, I'm just having too much fun. I love being here. Thank you for being here. Let's get back to Rantha or another caller, whichever
okay.
comes first.
So this is chapter 3 in UFOs and the Nature of Reality. There is another group of entities who are best described as evolved tyrants. And these tyrants come from a far distance. And they're also based here on your planet. These entities are best described as evolved tyrants technically. They are beautiful gods, but they are tyrants. They were the ones who helped to create religion here. They created a division between people by introducing the concepts of worship and the enslavement of the seed people. You can see why the Calvary Church didn't like them. They are the ones that created the concept of heaven and hell. They are the ones who created Lucifer and Jehovah. They are entities that have set the world against itself. They have selected slaves, and those slaves are willing to destroy the world in the name of God. These entities are very powerful.
I hate to interject, because I look at the way the world is today, and I can't say she's far off. I'd have to either say she's right on, or, hey, maybe I'm living too much in reality, because what I see is pretty unreal these days.
They have a way of keeping the myth alive, and they have a way of keeping superstitious people ignorant. They have had their pawns in high places, and they continue to do so this very day.
Amen.
Their agreement runs out with the last pope. They are indeed entities who endeavored to seed their truth, not with enlightenment, but with subservience. They are the slave drivers. They've had their time here throughout the ages, and they are participating in other civilizations as well. They are not just here. You know, he's talking about the Orions. You know that.
Correct. That's what I would believe.
Yeah. They are not interested in taking anything of you genetically. They are quite exquisite in their form, so they don't need you. They only need you to govern. They, too, are doing a righteous thing within their consciousness because one part of them did help to uplift and evolve some ignorant human beings. When I use the word ignorance in this instance, I am speaking in terms of evolution. They helped inspire...
No, I would believe, I'd believe that would be an oxymoron.
They helped inspire and aspire the first dynasties in Mongolia. They also helped to inspire and help to create the dynasty of what you call Egypt. They are technically brilliant entities. They have endeavored to build up the human condition, but only good enough to serve them. Do you understand? This is how most unenlightened parents raise children. They raise the children to make the parents proud. Get it? But the parents always own the children. These are their children. They make me proud. They make me look good. They are my family. That is the consciousness of these entities. The concept of my family is a tyrannical attitude seeded from tyrants who see you as their people. They created. Because they instilled sterile civilizations, they have instilled a concept of subservience, ignorance, and enslavement. They have boldly said, you will have no other gods before us, because they are jealous gods, and they are. They have resurrected saints to pass on their truth, and they have resurrected demons to keep it intact.
Then they told you the demons were the aggressive dark side, supposedly of the human being. And it's all simply a reflection of their need to have you serve them. If you really knew the extent these entities have played in religion, down to even creating major figures in religion, some of you who are tender-hearted would literally find the information fatal. It would leave great gaps in your soul. There are no words I can call upon to tell you how influential they have been in enslaving you to dogma and other things. Any individual can force subservience on a lower being. No matter how exalted an entity is, he has the ability to lock the minds of lower beings into a stagnated growth pattern, even though the being from a lower pattern of evolution is still of God essence.
Can I ask you a question?
Huh?
Just a question, because I believe every bloody word. I promise you I do. In my soul, in my gut, I believe it. I have always... That's why I speak very highly of her, because I read some information or something, but I've read it all engrossed, and I was impressed. It rang with me, or I wouldn't keep reading. You know, I don't read a page. If it, as soon as it doesn't ring with me, I'm gone. So somehow, whatever she wrote rang with me. And I don't know why. Just call it... You know, there's another organization that promotes information. You know Dr. Campanella of Woodland Star Radio that has a program on our network on the Station 2 Sundays?
Nevin Campanella.
Mm-hmm. Well, he talks about some material that's extreme. It's the Seth material. Don't know whether you've heard of it, folks, but it's...
Which material?
The Seth material.
Well,
because I've read it all, and I agree with it. Mm-hmm. I've read the Raw material by Carla Ruckert. I've read it all. I agree with it. I've read, A Course in Miracles? I read every word, underlined it, went back and forth, and I agreed with it. I have read quite a bit of channel material, and I agree with so much of it. But... Well, I just have to say that. That's just the truth. But lately, everybody seems to have material. I'm wary. I'm wary these days.
You should be wary.
Yeah. They told us to be wary as we came of age. And I think what your choice of words in the past, discernment, have been so appropriate, and I thank you. You heard it here, folks, on the Win and Don Show.
Listen, I haven't agreed to that name change yet, so this may be the Winning Don Show, or it may be the Don and
I
Don Show.
I think it's the Winning Don Show. I think it is the Winning Don Show.
I'm not so sure.
You know what?
I'm not so sure.
Trust in the Force.
We have to come to a consensus about things.
Wynn, I got to tell you, you've actually taken people to an extreme energy. It that's what I believe in, group energy. That, to me, is key. Because I promise you this I believe into my very soul. So I'm going to emphasize it. The only thing everlasting that ever will be creative will be the communication you have with another soul, because we're energy, and the only thing new is the communication you create with another energy. And I got to tell you, everything else is dust. Your body, the universe, and everything eventually won't matter. But everything you translate, you give away. You communicate. You don't hide. You aren't secretive about. You become transparent of. You grow. And that growth takes on such a heightened awareness and a uniqueness of its own for some time as it grows to beyond that. But I'm starting to sound like James Kirk, and maybe, I'm joking, I was starting to ramble. I really was. I was starting to go off on my tirade. I would have went. I was bouncing. But, you know, people are growing so much. They've grown beyond my verbiage and my usage. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. People have grown way beyond my wisdom. I'm, you know, I've found that I have very little to impart because I'm a part of everything. And I figure that somehow they've figured that out by now, and they're going inside. They're seeking the truth beyond the fact that I always have to tell them, be aware, be discerning. Because I'm always telling them things that are way beyond the inner heart. I'm always saying, extrapolate. Really, the truth is you don't need to. You can go within, find the sincerity, the compassion, the truth, the love of it all. Oh! And it's so powerful. It's humbling. And it is action reinforced. And it depends on where you are in life and what your path is, and because it's all unique. You know why the world, the universe is unfair? Because you didn't come here to learn my lessons. And I didn't come here to learn yours. You know what I mean? So, to me, the universe has become quite perfect. And when? You're the best part of it.
If you desire contact for personal glorification or for purposes of worship, then you have separated yourself in consciousness from great mind. The need for personal glorification separates you from great mind. Everything that is seen outside of you separates you from the ability to engage them. This is Ramtha we're reading from, and we're specializing in Ramtha tonight because J.Z. Knight, who channels Ramtha, is going to be on at 8 o'clock Pacific time on the James Gillwood show. And, Don, one of the things that I get from Ramtha is, and I don't know if our listeners will understand this, but that Ramtha is part of the Ra group.
Well, I would agree that, in fact, that's what I meant to interject earlier. Actually, I actually did mean to interject it. But Ramtha, to me, is very, well, to me, certainly a part of the Ra group. But when I say certainly, that's my truth. We're living our own truth. We just have to not be so dead-centered on our perceptions and so much our own truth, but the mass truth, that we understand that when we start to become aware of something and how it affects others, and the love that we can give, and we can start to find things in a reality that's truly understood and simplified, like they're either asking for love, they're giving it, and if they're asking for it, it is our responsibility to give it to them. And that would include our cabinet members and many of the criminal banksters today in power, well, so influential and so rich that they make a mockery of everything decent. And it's unfortunate, but I think it's our responsibility to, when we're aware of it, to stop it. Anyways, that's just my little quip for today.
Today's
news on.
Don, it's 6:56.
Let's call in the light.
All right. So we're closing the show with a group intention of bringing our energies together. And all of you listening who choose to join, be invited to do so. And this is just a moment of group energy. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies to the center of the earth. And right now, those of you who choose to free willingly do so,
We intend to join our energies together. You can shut your eyes, and some of you might see a light or a glow around what is called the third eye and around your head, feeling an energy around your head as we lift ourselves through our bodies, through our chakras, into those higher realms of light, and we combine at a soul level. And we invite those groups, those positive groups in other dimensions, to join with us in this moment. And we take this energy and we circle our planet with it. Just hold that vision for a moment, filling in all the dark spots. And on that note, we come to another end of this week's Kula, whatever our show's called, the Don and Win Show, the Win and Don Show. Maybe we'll figure it out by next week.
Wow.
Thank you,
know, Spina. I got to tell you, when you do that to me, my ear headphones, they pop, pop, pop quietly. And then I go to speak and I sound like I'm on helium. I mean helium, truly. And I'm muted and I sound like I'm on helium. And before my voice goes to normal, and that's a fact as I know it. Mm-hmm. Whether you believe it or not, call me a liar, go for it. But that's a promise to you. That happened just now. It was a weird... hey, you know, I believe in group energy, but I believe in it so much I allow it. And I hope you do too, because we just had a great show on the new Win and Don Show, hopefully. And we love you. We're going to be here with the Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. Lance White, you don't want to miss his show. He's got about the best show going. There isn't a show like his on the internet. It's the finest, most wonderfully hosted show. This is a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. It's coming up next, so stick around. Thanks for tuning in to BBS Radio.
I love you.